A proposal hiking, hunting, and fishing fees was rejected in the last budget, but now Doyle says it would be justified because the last increase was 7 years ago.
I want to really make sure that that fund is in good shape and really supports the outdoor activities in this state, and the Secretary will be making a recommendation on how much he thinks it should be. It won't be excessive, but it'll be keeping in line with the kind of increases we've seen before.
For instance, the cost of getting a resident gun deer permit was raised by $2 to $20. Doyle says fees should keep in line with the cost of a service, but shouldn't be considered a way to get extra revenue in tight budget times. Money from the Hunting and Fishing Fund was initially pegged to help fight chronic wasting disease in white-tailed deer, but gun deer license sales were down 22%, forcing lawmakers to find money elsewhere. The State Natural Resources Department faces a projected $40 million deficit the next budget cycle. Newly appointed DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says hunting and fishing fees will not go up by a flat percentage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.